views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, excited for today's show. Benny, thank you so much for operating the New Year's ball, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Before I get started, I want to send a huge shout out to Dr. Pat, who entrusted me with hosting her show this week while she was away. What a fun hour! Plus, it gave me the great joy of working with Benny not once, but twice in 1 week.
A double dose of Benny. How could you go wrong with that?
Exactly. But today, I'm taking your calls all hour as I do tarot card readings for you. Today, I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you've been struggling with a decision and just not sure what to do, perhaps feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive and wondering what you can do within your power to change the situation, we can look at it all through the lens of the tarot. Perhaps you're anticipating the start of embarking on a New Year's resolution to become healthier, quit drinking or smoking, reconnect with your joy, run a marathon, or turn your creative passions into a career. Before this year closes, I can provide a little additional guidance to get you started on your way. Now, if you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not. Sometimes those scary looking cards are the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any and every reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They're there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has tools that they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. The phone lines are now open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. For those tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a brief bit about me. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, which is my whole focus. My role is not to define your path, but rather help you use your own energy for movement forward so joy can be embraced all from a place of great strength that you created. I use tarot as the primary medium to connect with intuition. Please know that I am not a fortune teller, and my readings are not predictive, as I believe that messes with free will. I totally understand the desire to know when something will happen. I want to know myself. I hear you. Yet, it actually can make a person feel even more frustration because the path to get to the place of joy can seem too challenging to overcome when no path is laid out. this can actually yield even more stress and frustration. My focus as a professional tarot card reader has always been to serve as a guide in the background, where the real magic and transformation takes place unaided by an outside metaphysical practitioner, but powered slowly by you with your own strength and joy. I liken my work to a mainstream metaphysical midwife, so to speak. It's not my baby. I didn't put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I do not determine the gender or sex of the baby. My job is there solely as a support to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. One way that I do this is through the development of step-by-step recipes of processes people can choose to go through to do anything from releasing stress or trauma, finding a career of passion or purpose, embrace inner harmony and joy, to manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly when it means navigating a journey that is unfamiliar. My company is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we really go into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, yet sometimes it's just what's needed when you're facing a specific dilemma. All readings, no matter the size, come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotCom or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. In addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthdays, bridal showers, wedding receptions, as well as workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy and joyful love. So today is a special show, as it is our final show of 2017. Doing the show each week is such a joy for me, and I thank each and every one of you for being part of the show, whether by calling or simply by listening. As I always say, we are surrounded by energy, and I sincerely appreciate and feel your support and presence as we take this magical journey of life together, using energy effectively as we merge the mainstream with the metaphysical for optimal success and happiness. You know, probably the best card in the tarot that talks to the start of a new year, when we tend to translate our New Year's resolutions into practical applications, would be the very first card in the tarot, which is the Fool. In fact, it is labeled with the number zero, and they often call tarot the Fool's Journey. In the Fool card, you see a youthful man wearing a very colorful tunic. In his right hand, he carries a wand, which he flings over his shoulder, and at the end of the wand is a bag of sorts. In his left hand, he's holding a white rose. By his side is his faithful companion and a playful dog. The sun is shining overhead, and he looks as if he does not have a care in the world. That is what he clearly feels from his perspective. From our perspective, however, it's clear that he is about to take a step off a pretty steep ledge of a cliff. Now, I love this card. So often when I turn over the card, people might think that the card is saying that they're being a fool. But I always quickly reassure folks that it is not called the Fool like, ha ha, you're a fool, but rather that in order to take the proverbial leap of faith, it requires adopting a bit of a fool mentality. If you talk with anyone who started a business, for example, they would say, if I knew then what I know now, I'd have been a fool to do this. We block ourselves so often from taking the leap of faith into new things because we don't have enough facts, enough information, enough confidence. Now, they say that in the back at the end of the wand is a rudimentary cup, sword, and pentacle, the other suits of the minor arcana in addition to the wand. And he's using his wand just as something to leverage his stuff, meaning that a person usually has the tools that they need in order to take that proverbial leap of faith. As they start going on the journey, they can hone, craft, and fine-tune their skills even more. Now, so often we get hung up on the proverbial leap itself, as if everything has to be figured out ahead of time. Yet we often forget that we take our great brains with us after the leap to navigate the journey. There's often a feeling that others seem so confident with their leap of faith, which may make you doubt yours. Believe me, just because a person seems confident does not mean that they are. If you are taking a leap of faith this New Year's and have the feeling, oh crap, what am I doing? Then you are normal. Before we take a quick break, I want to just go over my tarot card readings and want to let people know that I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. Today, I'll be using the Rider-Waite tarot card deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can look up the cards online to see them. I will also describe them. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck when we chit-chat. Then I'll cut the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. The non-dominant hand is the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me and using my non-dominant hand, run my hands along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name and practically literally stick to my finger, sort of like saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. And as always, I like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor, and a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just cards. They're just pieces of cardboard. They have absolutely no power over you. I have no power over you. You always have free will. It's a visual representation of the little voice inside that we're always overruling. We're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going straight to readings. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chances are you've been on your conscious journey for many years and you've learned a lot about manifesting a wonderful life.
But if you are like many others on their spiritual paths, you may still have some area of your life where you're feeling stuck. Perhaps you've read many books, attended lots of workshops, listened to many programs, and done plenty of inner work, and yet there is still something you'd like to change. With all the information out there, it may be hard to see the forest for the trees. Do you want to get a bird's eye view of that forest so you are empowered to navigate more effectively? Do you want to know the key to positive change and develop a personalized strategy for creating the changes you desire? Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for a four-week webinar series beginning January 9th. Start your new year right and embrace the vibration of change. For more information, visit ChristineUpchurch.com. That's ChristineUpchurch.com or call 425-999-9836.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1,600 minutes, 525,000 moments, oh dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure?
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy as we close out 2017 and doing readings today. I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading today for callers, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So let's take our first caller, Trini Marie. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Is there anything you have a question about that I can do a reading on?
Well, just, you know, what's up for 2018?
You got it. So, well, let's take a look and see. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you about to say?
Oh, just see what's going on and, you know, what I can work on and improve on or
you
take away.
You got
or
it. Well, while you were talking, I was just pulling three cards, although please, 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 you know, if you've ever heard the show before, I'm big on those words and work on. That does not sound like a fun project. And so when you say that you have to work on things, it just weighs you down physically. So instead, when you think about saying, and I'm embracing, I'm bringing in, use those positive,
yeah,
affirming words.
Good. Thank you for that counsel.
Oh, sure. So the first card that I got is a super neat card, and it is the Lover's card, which is card number 6 of the Major Arcana. Now, in this card, you have two individuals, which is all you, left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine energy, and they're nude, which talks about unconditional self-acceptance. This is a card about self-love. And for this card to be in this core position is saying that is something that you have been embracing. You have not been working on it. You have been embracing it. And you continue to embrace that going forward, about you making 2018 be your most authentic self. Does that make sense?
Totally, totally, 100%. Yes.
Excellent. I love it. Something challenging or blocking you is the Emperor. Now, the Emperor is also in, it's card number 4 in the Major Arcana. Now, the Emperor talks about the fact that there's a bit of a weightiness, more of a seriousness to your life that perhaps came from having to take on some more serious circumstances and situations, perhaps as a child or earlier on. And so because of it, now as an adult, you tend to be very focused on duty, responsibility, working on, to use your own words, making sure that their things are always running effectively and smoothly. this energy has served you well, and it will continue to do so. The only challenge with it is that because it never allowed you, perhaps due to those circumstances, to fully delve into unbridled joy, that now as an adult, that part seems a little bit more challenging to embrace. It doesn't mean that it's wrong. It just means that it feels unfamiliar. It may feel like a bit of an uphill battle to get that missing piece of the puzzle, which is that just pure selfish, and I mean that in a good way, selfish, unbridled joy and play and all of those things. Does that resonate?
Yes, yes. My husband actually told me to be a little bit more selfish.
Mm-hmm. And
be more selfish, Judy Marie.
There you go. Great advice. But it's to recognize why that's so challenging. Because once you recognize why it's so challenging, then it actually gives yourself permission to do it, even though it may not necessarily feel comfortable right at the beginning. It's just like for going on some things that may be super challenging for other people, you have no problem with it. But for the idea of like seeing, I'm picturing like kids swinging on swing sets and in a carnival or an amusement park and everything, and having you kind of look at that and with almost envy, almost like, oh gosh, I don't know how to bridge that gap for myself. And so we all, you know, we're all on a journey. We all got stuff. It's all just distributed differently. And so it's just giving yourself permission not to take away any of that seriousness, any of that focus on duty, responsibility, and all of that, but rather to embrace that joy, that unbridled joy, that excitement, knowing that it just may not feel super comfortable at the very beginning. Now, how do we do this? I'm sorry?
That totally makes sense. My childhood was about doing the right thing and working, and, you know, so I gotta embrace rather than work on something. Embrace something.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, you know, it's all a process. It's all a journey. We're in this journey together, so you're doing it. The advice card on this is the Four of Wands. Now, in this card, we've got that yin and yang energy from the Lovers card in the center of this Four of Wands card. Only at this time, they're cheering. They've got flowers above their heads, and it's just this joyous card. However, they're also four wands, two wands on either side. It is truly about two things. One, as an advice card, this Four of Wands is really about taking the hubby's advice and being selfish with yourself, giving yourself permission to explore that joy, explore that those things. If suddenly you get this sudden urge to learn how to hula hoop, get a hula hoop. No one has to know. Give yourself permission to do these things, even though the brain is immediately going to go to feeling like this is silly, frivolous, waste of time. But the other aspect of about this Four of Wands card is that the two individuals are in this limited bracket that the Four of Wands envelop. And the individuals I can cover with one finger, holding it over them in the card, meaning that they take up such a small part of the card. And that they're, because of that emperor energy, there's a tendency to limit the amount and the scope of your dreams, to rather go for what you know you can achieve, to be in the safe zone. And as an advice card, that's where you get the be careful what you wish for, and that sometimes it even stalls energy when we dream too small. Rather, don't fear having your dreams be as big as the universe, leaving it to the universe to come up with the solution, but not to feel like you have to limit all of that. But 2018, just dream big, play, have fun, and continue all the wonderful embracing of self-love that you've done. I hope that's been helpful.
Yeah, thank you. And just an added note, I was dreaming of dancing with a hula hoop last night.
I love it. Do I get psychic points? Yay!
Yeah, you know, 100 psychic points.
Yay! I love it. Thank you so much for validating that. And thank you so much for sharing that. Go, you know, I don't know how much hula hoops cost. I don't think they cost that much. Go get a hula hoop. Nobody has to know. When you hula hoop, keep a little notebook by, you know, keep a notebook handy and just write down any ideas that come to mind. See how your body physically feels, even though your brain, I promise you, is going to resist and is going to call it like this is the dumbest thing you've ever done. Don't listen to that part of your brain. Instead, just honor that own desire that was bubbling up for some reason and give it a try. You don't have to understand why. Just allow that to be a conduit to have more information and more excitement and joy and inspiration lead you forward.
Awesome. You're awesome. Thank you. I probably will call you for a reading.
That would be great. And Happy New Year, Trudy Marie.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling. We are going to take another break. When we come back, we've got more tarot card readings to do. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. To get a reading, there's a phone line open. Give us a call at 800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to FullSpectrumFinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So we are going right back to the calls for more readings. Gigi, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you for taking my call, Eve.
Thank you for calling. Is there anything you have a question about that I can do a reading on?
Yes, actually, I am curious about what this near future holds for my career, you know, feeling passionate about my career and what that might look like.
You got it. So I'm just pulling cards, and the block card is being a little stubborn here. Let's take a look and see, and then I just have to pull the advice, and there we go. But interesting that the block card was not jumping out at me, so it'll be very interesting to see what it is. So anyway, I pulled three cards. Do you have a list written down of your core non-negotiables? If you could have, like, the most perfect job in the world, written down what those non-negotiables would be?
I don't think I've put it down on paper, but I have it definitely in my mind.
All right. I get it. Totally fantastic that it's in your mind. However, if it's not down on paper, what can happen is that perhaps there's something that is super important from your inner child or something else that kind of buried in your unconscious that then you compromise. You can tend to, you might run the risk of compromising over once the emotion gets involved. And so take a moment to take a sheet of paper out, time you're not going to be disturbed, and just bullet point out what that job would look like and see if there are any surprises. What do you write down first? Because it might not be what you think is the core most important part about it, the most ideal job. What doesn't make the list? Are there any surprises? All of that's really valuable information. And with that, you also create your red flags. So then you know as you go forward through open doors into your career, letting the universe create the specifics, because we don't want the Acme Elevator Company written down, because who knows, maybe there's something even better. And so we want to just have those core non-negotiables written down. And then you just have to go through those open doors, but honor red flags. So I pulled three cards. The first card is the Chariot, which is card number 7 of the Major Arcana. Super strong card. Love it. Just shows just tremendous strength as you're not just pursuing, but as you're actively moving forward. This is an active card. However, there are three parts to this card: head, heart, and feet. For this car, for the Chariot to be moving forward, for you to be embracing that career passion into 2018, head, heart, and feet need to be working with equal weight. 33%, 33%, 33%, and you can add the additional 1% wherever you want, but no more. And again, for this card to be in this core position, I'm giving you A+. It sounds as if there is a good, easy balance of all of those three things as you are moving forward. Even if you can't necessarily see that end result, please take this as validation that you're definitely moving in the right direction. Does that resonate so far?
Yes, yes, and thank you. Yes.
Oh, excellent. Something challenging or blocking you, It's one of my scary looking cards, but it's not scary at all. It is the Ten of Swords. Now, in this card, and it is really interesting because I was really struggling. It was like there, I had to do like three. Usually I get the card on the first run of my hand over the backs of the card. This time I had to do like three different versions until I got that card, which means there's like some real blockage in the sense of real hesitation. And so the Ten of Swords is a card where you see a person who's lying down and he's got 10 swords in him. This is a card, it's a very visual card, and it really talks to the fact that this is the end of one chapter, the start of the other, but it's the end, not so much of an actual tangible thing, but it's the fact that you have tried the same approach over and over and over and over again, expecting a different result. And now that there is, because there's that hesitation of this card and is serving as a block, it's recognizing that for you to continue moving forward with strength, it does mean shifting the way that you're approaching something. And that is always, it's much easier to say than to do, because we get used to a comfort of doing something in the same manner. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. I can definitely process that as you're saying
You know, and it would be fantastic if we could grow without any resistance, but I can't get a muscle without resistance. And it's unfortunate that just comes with it. And you are definitely moving forward, because that chariot was the core card, but it's coming with major resistance. Now, the advice, which also will lend some information about that resistance, is the Three of Pentacles. Pentacles talk a lot about career, and this is a card about feeling a little insecure and about moving into this new direction. There is a security in doing the same approach. There's a security in not taking it to that next level. Recognize that nobody sees that insecurity as you go beyond where you have gone before. However, the more that you see that insecurity, the more you can run the risk of creating a self-fulfilling prophecy, which we do not want. And so know that you have no reason to feel insecure. You are doing it. 2018, you are moving beyond that threshold. Bless that internal resistance that you feel as you shift in a different way of approaching that, and as you release any insecurity that you're bringing with you, and bless all of that resistance, because it just means that things are working. It just means that things are growing and things are going beyond, and letting the universe come up with all the specifics. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, yes, yes. I was going to ask you if there was any specific information about what it is that needs to change in terms of, like, where the shift needs to come from, or what those new ways look like.
I think that there's definitely now a more of a balance. Whereas before, maybe perhaps you were taking it too analytically, too emotionally, or too spontaneously. For that chariot card to be in that core position means that there is more of a measured approach, but a more of a steady moving forward. You can't see me, but I'm moving my hand forward. I guess I should explain. Here, I'm doing these hand gestures, and you can't see what they are. But I think that is a resistance, because we want to stay where we want to overanalyze, we want to overemote, or we want to just jive forward. And you're now taking that in a different direction. Please keep us updated.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Steve.
Thank you. Well, let's just thank you so much for calling. And we're just going to go right into our next caller, Three Feathers, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so
Hello.
Much. Great to be here. Can you hear me okay? I can.
Thanks so much for calling. Is there anything I can answer a question for you with the tarot?
Yes. I rarely ever ask for clarification on boy stuff, because it does not usually apply to what it is I need to do on this planet. However, I've got two different men in my life, and I kind of don't know what to do. I'm having problems with one, and I've had problems with the other in the past, but I don't know what to do. I'm at a crossroads.
Well, I love that you said this. I wish you had said it like 10 seconds later, because I would have gotten more, another 100 psychic points, because the card that came up is the Two of Swords, which is like the ultimate crossroads decision card.
And perfect. So,
yes. And because swords talk a lot about taking action, and here you have a person who's just blindfolded as she's turning inward. She's got one sword over one shoulder, one sword over another shoulder, and she's staying centered as she's just really turning inward, just to decide what step I take next. I would definitely encourage you to kind of tap into 8-year-old, 10-year-old self, and similar to the last or two callers ago, write down a list of your core non-negotiables from a relationship perspective. Brown hair might be nice, but it's a want, not necessarily a need. Making sure that you have those needs down there. Then, and not compare the current situation with any of your list until after your list is done. Because then it becomes, it's without the emotion, it gives you that sense of how to take things forward. Because then you know what you're compromising on and what you're not. Now, some of the compromises you might be able to make up in some other way. Such as, for example, say, you know, everything is great with person number one, but person number one hates to travel and you love to travel. Well, as long as person number one doesn't have a problem with you traveling, you travel by yourself, travel with other girlfriends. So some things could be compromised, but it's not, but you should not be denying yourself anything on that list. Something challenging or blocking you to go along with that scary looking card, nothing scary about it, is the devil. Now, this has nothing to do with an actual devil. This is a card about willful compromise. And so you have been compromising things that are qualities that your inner child wants. This is a card not about feeling powerless. It is a card about having power, but recognizing sometimes a compromise is needed, like taking a job for money, but not when you truly love, but then it should have a timeline. And then you shouldn't look to your boss for resentment or anger, because that wasn't part, because he or she doesn't recognize your talents in some other area, because that wasn't part of the compromise. You have power to enter into a compromise, but you also have power to release yourself from a compromise. When you compromise willfully, you cannot totally be yourself and authentic to yourself. However, you get some benefits from it. If you decide to remove yourself from the benefits, you can't be authentic to yourself. You can be authentic to yourself, but you don't get the benefits. There's no right or wrong, but it's if you're compromising yourself willfully and then getting resentful that you're not able to be authentic, that's when we're just not using that energy effectively. I'm going to ask you to hold on and keep you in suspense, and me as well, because I don't know what the advice card is, but we're going to take a quick break. So hang with me and we'll finish up this reading. We're going to take one last break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'll be right back.
At the stroke of midnight, on that great holiday, gonna have a ball, and that ain't all, gonna chase the blues away. I'll be bringing in a brand new year.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com. Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, SeattleHealingHypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
I'll be bringing in a brand new year. Bringing in a brand new year. Gonna have a dance, take a chance, a romance.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. I am talking with Three Feathers. Three Feathers, are you still with me?
I am. And excited Yay. To be here.
Me too. So we're dealing with a compromise situation where in the past, for right or for wrong, we have made some compromises. Again, it's all a journey, but it's up to you because it's not for me to say don't compromise or do compromise just because only you know what's best for you. However, we had the Two of Swords talking about that decision that needs to be made, crossed with the Devil card, which has nothing to do with the devil. It's actually all about willful compromise. The Advice card is interesting and one that is a bit of a surprise for me. It is the Four of Cups. And so in the Four of Cups, the person is looking solemnly at three cups in front of him, and yet there's a fourth cup that is being presented from the universe externally. This is a card that talks a little bit about tunnel vision, because it is saying if you are searching so hard within your own brain for the solution, and the solution, if you continue going down that path, it is a be careful what you wish for thing versus if you allow another opportunity, another person, another solution that has not been presented to you to come to the surface, it could be better than all situations put together. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean a third person to add to the mix.
Well, there's actually three. If I could roll them into one, it would be the perfect one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, psychic points, three. Looking at three people, that's fantastic. But the thing is, this is not saying that there's a fourth, but there's something else. There's some additional bit of information, something that you have not fully embraced within yourself or that you haven't given yourself permission to sort of recognize what your things are. And one of the things is if you have that list of non-negotiables, principles, sometimes when we're not clear with ourselves, then unconsciously we can look to the other person or three people to fill certain of those needs. And some of those needs are not their responsibility, just as it's not your responsibility to fill some of those needs in them. And so take this time before making that decision to be super clear with yourself about what you have compromised on, asking yourself if that compromise was worth it or if it's not worth it, and how much you want to compromise going forward. Give yourself permission to really make sure that inner child is also present, because your inner child should be present on the dates. If your inner child's not present, that's information too, because you want to play as well as love. And so that's all part of the journey. Give yourself permission to have that external influence make its presence known. Again, that doesn't necessarily mean a fourth person, but there's some additional information about passions, joy, love, self-love, things that have you, perhaps there's been hesitation to embrace within yourself and to allow that to happen. Does that resonate? Okay.
It does. I'm going to have to hear all that part again. When does the show of archives come up?
Yeah, you can listen on the replay, archives, iTunes. But will you please keep us updated on the love life here, 2018?
Sure, will do.
Excellent. I hope that's been helpful, and thanks so much for calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Happy New Year. Well, we are going to take our last caller, Nancy. Nancy, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting.
I'm excited you're on. Is there anything you have a question about?
Hey, I'm thinking about a career change, and I'm wondering if I should stay where I am doing the same thing, or I should venture out and do something different. There are pluses and minuses on both.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a look. I'm going to go, and I have to warn you, I'm going to go super duper fast. So I apologize just because we're coming up on the end of the show. So
okay,
if you don't catch anything, feel free to listen to the recording. Well, okay, so the current card is the Eight of Cups. In this card, this is a card talking about walking away from something that is not necessarily right. It doesn't mean that it was evil or bad, but recognize that something doesn't have to be evil or bad for it no longer to be right for you. The challenge is that you're in this almost dangerous position, not dangerous in a scary way, but you're in this place where you've disconnected emotionally from the past, but you don't know where you're going. And so this is the time of brain sabotage that's taking place. It is not saying go back, go forward. It's just recognizing that you're in that middle zone. Something challenging or blocking you is the Two of Wands. The Wands talk about creativity and feeling inspired. And here you've got all the strength to do whatever you want to do. And the person is literally holding the globe in his hand, talking about the fact that this is the time when you're just so anxious to get going and start something that's just really embracing that creativity. However, there's something that is being held back, meaning that you're not able to fully launch until September. You're not able to fully launch until this happens or that happens. This is only adding frustration, which is only intensifying the brain self-sabotage. Know that there is a reason why. It's a blessing in disguise, because there's a reason why you're being held out, because there's still some more ideas that need to be put in place. The advice card is the Temperance card, which is card number 14 in the major arcana. The Temperance card is give yourself permission to take an unconventional path forward. Your journey is completely yours. It's going to look like that of nobody else on this planet. So you'd no need to compare it. However, you walk forward where no path exists by balancing your own passions and joys, knowing that, again, that it cannot be duplicated. The key is not to look for the signs and billboards that people on a more conventional path have, wondering where that is and taking the lack of thereof as being a reason not to continue going forward. Instead, just keep going forward, balancing those passions, those joys, and know that you're embracing that wonderful, glorious, non-traditional path forward, which can be the most rewarding of all. Again, I apologize for going so fast, but I hope that's been helpful.
It's the fastest reading I've ever had. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Happy New Year. Keep us updated. Well, oh my gosh. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our final Mainstream Metaphysics radio show of 2017. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in. Before I go, I want to wish each and every one of you a joyous, safe, healthy, happy, and strong 2018. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next week, next year.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.